Texte numéro 72. Rise of the home unschoolers, where children learn only what they want to. It's Tuesday morning in Coventry, and Alice's three children are making clay seal pups on the dining table at home. While other children may be fidgeting at their desks in school, these boys can take the day in whichever direction they choose. This is unschooling in action, a step beyond home education, because children decide what they'd like to learn and when. Unlike school or more traditional types of home education, there's no curriculum, no imposed learning, no testing. The children set the agenda and pace. The aim is to learn through living. For Alice, this is an antidote to school. In year three, I started to be concerned about my son, she says. He seemed to lose his spark, almost like the light in his eyes went out. He seemed downcast. He stopped looking at people. He exhibited anxious behaviour. She had written off home education as weird, but she and her husband, a supply teacher, started to research it. Unschooling, also known as autonomous, child-led or delight-directed learning, has spread across the world from its inception in the counterculture of 1970s America. There are no firm figures for how many children are home educated in the UK, let alone unschooled, as there is no legal obligation for parents to register their children. But a 2015 survey put the figure at 36,600 home educated children. Anecdotally, unschoolers appear to be increasing. If you mean people taking their kids out of school and not teaching them in a structured way, that's definitely on the rise, says Simon Webb, author of Elective Home Education in the UK. According to a 2013 study by a Boston College professor, which looked at the outcomes of 75 adults who had been unschooled as children, unschooling benefited them for higher education and careers by promoting their sense of personal responsibility, self-motivation, and desire to learn. Yet unschooling has its detractors. If a child is really curious about the world and enthusiastic about learning, he or she can spend as long as needed to explore various topics and pick up valuable life skills, says Webb. But some parents might not understand this method, so the child drifts, not doing much. Although the majority of respondents in the study were positive about their unschooling experience, three were unhappy, stating they came from dysfunctional, socially isolating families. One, who grew up in the UK, wrote, "I actively disagree with unschooling because I believe that it is a very easy way for unwell parents to bring their children up without needing to actively participate, integrate into society." Adapted from The Guardian, October 2016.